The reading comes from Matthew 13, verse 10 to 17. The disciples came to him and asked, "Why do you speak to the people in parables?" He replied, "Because the knowledge of the secrets of the kingdom of heaven has been given to you, but not to them. Whoever has will be given more, and they will have an abundance. Whoever does not have, even what they have, will be taken from them. This is why I speak to them in parables. Those seeing, they do not see. Though hearing, they do not hear or understand. In them is fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah. You will be ever hearing, but never understanding. You will be ever seeing, but never perceiving. For this people's hearts has become calloused. They hardly hear with their ears, and they have closed their eyes. Otherwise, they might see with their eyes, hear with their ears, understand with their hearts, and turn, I would heal them. But blessed are your eyes because they see, and your ears because they hear. For truly, I tell you, many prophets and righteous people longed to see what you see, but did not see it, and to hear what you hear, but do not hear it." This is the gospel of Christ. Praise the Christ, our Lord.
Thank you, Nicole. Today's message and the way it's going to be shared is different to the way how we always share our messages. And this is because today we begin a sermon series titled, "What's Your Story?" And so there are practical ways in which as a congregation we are going to engage scripture. There are practical ways in which we are going to demonstrate what the reading for today says and asks of us. Publicly telling one story or a personal testimony has always been prevalent among Christians. Groups and assemblies of sharing wisdom collected from different personal experiences crops up in many aspects of life as a powerful method of connecting with each other. Conversations are a powerful method of imparting knowledge through real world examples. In families, elders share life lessons. Those who were born many years ago, they enjoy sharing lessons and what their life used to be like. Some of them even like comparing the way we live now and the way they used to live. That's the way how they share their life stories, as they impart the wisdom and the knowledge to the current generations. In workplaces, colleagues, they come together and they share their work experiences. And sometimes because of sharing your experience, it actually leads to growth for another person. Some stories we share, they inspire other people. And so Jesus also used the same technique to get his message across. He used the parables. He told the stories. To reveal the mysteries of the kingdom, Jesus used what was seen every day by his disciples and different audiences so that they understand his message. Today, we have got online media and different platforms where people say many things, and through that, people are built. Through that, people are inspired. Others, they even get insight from the stories that are shared. You and I, we have got our own stories. And this sermon series is here to encourage all of us to share our stories. Because who knows, by sharing your story, you may be inspiring someone else who thought, "It's over, I can't do it anymore." So by sharing your story, you're saying to this other person, "I've been there before, look where I am today." And remember, the sharing our story speaks to our vision for this year, which is one heart, many voices. So by the stories of Jesus, our stories, we are able to touch each and every person's heart for a better reason. A Canadian author named, he is also a journalist, Richard Wagamese, he wrote, "All that we are is a story. It is not what we arrive with. It is all we leave behind. We are a story. We are not the things we accumulate. We are not the things we deem important, but we are a story. And so today, what everyone will be encouraged to do is to reflect on yourself. Try to think of your story. Who are you? Who are you? What do you represent? What can other people learn from you? What is God's story that is within you? What can you tell about God or about you that actually reflects the presence of God in your life? And so you and I, we are a story. Whether people find it easy to read you, that's another story. Whether people find it difficult to read you, that's another story. But you are a story, and your story is not just your story, it is also God's story. My name is Londeka. I am the sixth child. I was surrounded by six boys. I'm the only girl. When my mother was pregnant, sixth child, she says she was reading a Bible, doing her morning devotions, and she was reading Proverbs chapter 18. When she got to verse 10, verse 10 says, "The name of the Lord is a strong tower." Other versions, they say, "the strong fortress. The righteous run to it and they are safe." That is English. In Zulu, it says, "Igama lika Jehova lingumboshongo onamanda olungileyo ugijimela kuwo alondeke." Then my mom says, when she was sharing her story, my mother says, soon after reading that passage, I said to myself, if this baby is a girl, I'm going to name her Londeka, which means to be kept safe. Because she wished, she hoped that I hope my child will fear God and will treat the word and the name of the Lord as her strongest tower. She will always run to it. And when she runs to it, she will be safe. That is Londeka. So my story did not end when my mom was reading this passage. My story did not end when my mom gave birth to me on the 12th of August 1977. But my story has become the story of God, because as I live, I watch God keeping me safe. And so my name Londeka was relevant in 1977. It still speaks to me even now. And through my name, God performs miracles. Now let us have a conversation. What is your name? What is your full name? You're going to turn to someone sitting next to you. We're going to make a holy chaos now. Share with someone sitting next to you, what is your name? Is there a story behind your name? I'm giving you 3 minutes. We're going to continue with our conversations after the service. I think it is so obvious that other people's names are so long they cannot even fit in the identity book. And so there is a story behind your name. And in your name, there is something that God is busy doing. It's not just your name. And as we shared our stories behind our names, someone says to himself or herself, "Wow, I think we are the same. I think your mother sounds like my mother. I think actually your experiences are similar to my experiences. You and I can build a better relationship because God is at work in your life the way God is at work in my life." Maybe as you listened, you say, "Wow, your birth was a miracle. The things God did behind the scenes are so special." But the disciples in chapter 13 of the Gospel of Matthew, They didn't understand Jesus because they closed their eyes, they closed their ears, and as a result, their hearts were closed. They couldn't hear Jesus. Sometimes the only way of having one heart, of being in one accord, it is by listening to each other. Sometimes the only way we can build bridges is just by knowing what is your name, where do you come from. But the Pharisees in this story, they deliberately closed their hearts so they didn't understand Jesus. The disciples, they are asking, Jesus, why do you always share the message of the kingdom using the parables? And Jesus says, I do that because these people deliberately don't listen. The best way to catch their attention is to tell them of what they know, of what they are used to. They did not understand that the stories shared by Jesus were connected to a bigger story. Your story, your history is connected to a bigger story. The stories of Jesus, our stories, they make us understand ourselves better. How often do you listen to the stories of God and you say, that is actually my story? How often do you share your stories with another person and the person feels, that is also my story? And so what Jesus encourages us, it is to reach out. It is to go out and tell the old stories. And as we share the good news of Jesus, they lead to inspiration, they lead to spiritual growth, they lead to deeper connections. My surname is Mabaso. My clan name is Mabaso Khumalo Mtungwa Mbulazi Mzilikazi kaMashobane. That's one surname, Mabaso. That's the noise I was waiting for. That's the noise I was waiting for. And so when I was at seminary, I met, there were different races and different ethnic groups. There was a guy whose surname is Sirame, and his clan name is Mtungwa. He is a Tswana. I'm a Zulu. There was a guy whose surname is Maobe. He is a Xhosa, but his clan name is Mtungwa. A guy from Swaziland whose surname is Ndlangamandla. He is a Swati, but his clan name is Mtungwa. And I only knew that by sharing the stories that you are my brother. And as a result, at seminary, I had a Tswana brother who is also Mtungwa. I had a Swati brother. I had a Xhosa brother. And it all happened because of sharing of the stories. I lived my life knowing that I have made more connections now because I have got brothers who do not look like me, who do not sound like me, but God's story is also our story. That is the intention of this sermon series, to reach out, to see, have a conversation with another people, and actually discover that we are more connected than I thought. We are more siblings than I thought. We are more relatives than I thought. And so by sharing our stories, we found out who we are and where we come from. And so are the stories of Jesus. They should help us remember who we are and where we come from. What events have shaped your life? What events have shaped the other person's life? What events shaped the life of Jesus? Can you relate to the events that shaped the life of Jesus? And when you relate to that, then you know that your story is not just your story, it is also the story of God. If you've always thought you are alone and your experiences are just your experiences, think again. Your story is part of a bigger story, a story of God. And when we listen to each other's stories and the story of Jesus, they raise our hopes. They also shape our dreams. And so when we leave here, Go out to people who do not know God and share your story of God and see what it's going to do. You're not going there to say, come to my church, but just to share the story of God. When we live in this place, let's share the story. Let me as a Zulu share my story to you as an Indian. Let me as a Xhosa speaking person share my story to a Chinese person in this place and see if we won't connect. And so Jesus is giving us a tool of making and creating deeper connections. This creates stronger connections. Last Sunday, we listened to the seekers. Who is a seeker here? Who shared their testimony? You guys have shared your testimonies. That Sunday and last Sunday, we listened to their testimonies. And they will be confirmed in a moment. But they had to share with us, tell us where they come from, what their journey with Jesus has been. Has it been an easy journey? Has it been difficult? And as we listened to their story, we noticed that no man, this is not his story, this is not her story, but it's the story of God. As we listened to their stories, we listened how the knowledge and the secrets of the kingdom have been given to the kids and the youngsters and the young adults who will be confirmed today. As we listened to their testimonies in their sharing, we had the intimate involvement of God in their stories. The intimate involvement of God. Some of them were even crying, and we sat there saying, wow, God has been busy in these people's life. It's not your story. It's the story of God. And today when you come for confirmation, remember, it's not just about you. It's about God who began the journey way back. And God, today you are standing to say, we acknowledge the story of God in our lives and we say yes to Jesus. And from now on, God will continue with the story. We are not here to put a full stop, but to say, pause just for a moment. Acknowledge what God has done in your life and you move again. And God continues to tell his stories and the stories begin to unfold again. Their stories touched our hearts. At the Connect service, I was sitting right in front and I was there nodding when there was a time to nod. I was there echoing, saying, wow, wow. Because as I listened, there were similarities. I listened to their story and I said, but that's my story. But that's how God has been involved in my life. As we listened to the testimonies, we were inspired. Some of them shared in such a way that it built resilience within us. It gave us courage to keep on going. And so what if by just taking a chance to share your story, you will actually be building another person? What if by keeping quiet and not saying a thing about yourself or about your God in your life, you actually not allowing another person to experience your God? To experience your God and say like Ruth in the Bible, your God will be my God. Your father will be my father. And that is what we are invited to do, to share ourselves. Remember like Jesus, life is not something to be defended, but it is something to be shared. So what stories does God want you to share to bring growth and change in other people's life? Did you know that you are also an evangelist? You have got a story to share. And by sharing your story, you might be leading someone to growth and a good change. And I want to end by quoting Hebrews chapter 10, verse 24 to 25, where it encourages us to think about how we can inspire and provoke each other to demonstrate love. By sharing our stories, we are provoking each other to demonstrate love and perform good deeds. Now, for the last time, another 3 minutes. Share something about your faith journey. Choose any of these three. Do you want to share what your story is? What has shaped and continues to shape your life? Is there a biblical story that echoes your story? Where do you locate yourself within this story of God? Another 2 to 3 minutes. Let's come back. I can locate myself within the God story, although I have never been sold to the Ishmaels by my brothers, although I've never been betrayed by my brothers, but if I were to be one of the characters in the Bible, I would be Joseph. So know where you can locate yourself or your story within the story of God. In the story of God, you are also there.